Hey cuties. I just finished a 3-hour midterm, so that fucking sucks. And really fucking chill. Like, you can hear my chair and everything. Like, I don't give a fuck. But I've been hitting my CBD pen for the past 30 minutes. And I am mad relaxed. 'Cause I fucking forgot to take my Zoloft off today, dude. I was so busy studying, I fucking forgot to take it. So tomorrow's gonna be a bitch when I withdraw. So, but for now, I'm just gonna abuse the fuck out my CBD pen, which has like 600 puffs. But I've been a menace with it for like the past week, so I think it's gonna be empty in 2 days. One day is the record if this shit dies out tomorrow, which hopefully it doesn't because it's like my lifeline. But I'm just gonna do a chill audio today because I literally wasn't even able to think of anything to make today. I was so busy, like I said. So I'm just gonna do a chill audio. You guys are welcome to keep me in the background. Or listen to me ramble. Hell, even fucking smoke with me. You look dope if you smoke with me, but probably not. But if you do, that's cool. You're awesome. Well, everyone's awesome, so for even listening to me. I keep saying that like every time, but you guys are mad awesome for listening to me. Excuse me while I hit my pen. Yes, I take really long hits with my pen. Don't judge me. I like the feeling in my throat. But yeah. Oh yeah, CBD doesn't give you the head high, but it makes you mad relaxed. So technically I'm not high, but I am just really at peace right now. So damn. Let me talk to y'all about my smoking stories, 'cause I think you guys just think I'm fully innocent. 100% not. Well, obviously, since I have this fucking account, Lord. But, my first smoking experience was actually in uni when I used to live in a dorm, so. Story time. Just moved into the dorm, met my roommate, and she was like, "Hey, yo. I met these chill people from orientation. Do you like wanna go downstairs and stay in their dorm for a little bit?" I was like, "I bet." Had no friends. I was like completely by myself out of state. So I was like, "Fuck, I need to make some support system." So went downstairs to the second floor. 'Cause we lived in the fucking third floor. So we went to the second floor and we were like, "Hey, yo, what's up? I'm yada yada, you're who? Alright, bet." So, literally, everyone in the fucking room smoked nicotine, and I was like the only person who didn't fucking smoke. Because I wasn't smoking at the time, so. But I was drinking. Probably the drunkest one in there, but yeah, I was drinking. I kept going, like, I was literally chugging the drink. There was like one bottle only, like a really big ass one. I was taking like big ass shots, and they're like, "Yo, you're drinking all of that shit." I was like, "My bad. Whatever. Y'all are getting high, so." But the reason why I started smoking, get this. The girl sitting next to me, she had this like coconut banana nicotine vape. It's God, I could like nut thinking about it. But she had that vape and she accidentally blew it in my face, and it was like the sexiest thing ever. I was like, "Fuck, that's so attractive." So, whoever wants a smoke and blow it in my face, like, hit me up. No, I'm kidding. Actually smoked in October during Halloween, because I was like, fuck, I kind of want to feel that feeling again, so I have a few friends that smoke, so I was like, hey, can I borrow your pen? Like, it was a weed pen. She was like, alright, bet. She got mad at me because I took so many hits out of that shit. It's not my fault. It tasted like fucking candy, so I remember after hitting it, like, so much, I ate a whole, like, container of Oreos. But that's that. God, I like smoking. I don't smoke often. Well, now I do since I have a pen, but fuck. Shit's hot, dude. Oh my god. I really need a plug. This is so desperate. Next story, let's see. Hotboxed a car. Shit was great. Laughing my ass off. I don't know if y'all get the same feeling too when you smoke, but for some reason, like, my head. It's like my brain just shriveled into, like, a jelly bean. That's how light my head gets. Oh my god. Take a shot every time I take a hit. You guys won't believe how much I smoke so fast. What other story do I have? Getting crossfaded. Shit's my favorite thing. Next story. Let me tell y'all my experiences and my types. So, one. My most favorite guy type, shy guys. Shy guys with glasses. Oh my god. Y'all don't think you're cute, but you're so fucking attractive in my radar. I don't know. It's just something about shy dudes. They're just so cute. I like cute dudes. Overly masculine. I can't do that. I don't know. Like, I remember I used to be on Hinge and Bumble. So, like, overly masculine dudes that are, like, they like, consider themselves as, like, a gym rat. I can't do that. I don't know. I really like shy guys with glasses that geek out and, like, let me listen to them be all geeky and everything. I'm like, wow! I don't know what you're talking about, but you're really cute, so. Shy guys, hit me up. No, for some reason, like, it was only till my friends pointed it out. I was like, damn, shit, I do have a type. What the fuck? So I used to say, like, I don't have a type, like, I don't give a fuck, like, if you're funny, shit, date me, like, that was basically it. But then my friends were like, hey, like, you date Asian guys only. I'm like, no the fuck I don't. Bro, literally look at your history. I was like, fuck, I do. like, I've talked to dudes that weren't Asian, but, like, for some reason, the only ones I got with were Asian. I'm Asian myself, so don't be weird. Like, if you think I'm, like, white or something. No, I don't know. Why am I saying this? But no. Yeah. Like, they, majority of them were just shy, and I was like, damn, you cute. So, oh, that shit, oh my god, I don't know if the girlies or dudes listening to this, but I know when someone likes me when I act completely oblivious about it. Just to see what their friends would say to me, or what my friends would say to me, or what they say to me. I never initiated. I coaxed them into saying it. Is that a dick move? Probably, but I have a reputation to uphold. Sorry, I was looking on my phone. Yeah, I have a reputation to uphold. Yeah, I think with my types and dudes, I'm pretty much the domino one. I don't know. Well, in my past relationships, I was normally the dominant one. Like, I was always making the decisions for themselves because, like, they literally couldn't make it by themselves, so I'd have to do it. Like, I remember the dumbest shit I've ever had to deal with was my ex literally crying about how his internet friends were doing all this shit because he was spending time with me, and I was like, the fuck? First of all, the fuck does that have to do with me? That's your battle, dog. Like, I don't even know why you're asking me to do something about it. Second one was stupid as fuck. It was like, fucking, should I stop doing drugs? I'm like, at first, I was like, yeah, if you want to take care of yourself, don't do that shit. Nowadays, I'm like, I don't fucking know, dog. Just figure it out yourself. I can't make your decisions. That probably sounds mean as fuck, but, like, when you're the therapist friend in every friendship, you kind of just stop giving a fuck. It's, like, so mean, but, you know, when you're in my shoes, you kind of understand. The downside of fucking with shy guys is that, God, they're so inexperienced. Oh my God. Let me tell you about my frisky experiences. So, one. God. They poked my fucking pelvis. I don't know how, but they fucking did. Second experience, they bit my fucking clamshell. Y'all don't know how much that hurts until you actually experience it. So, no. All my experiences were always so fucking bad. So, believe it or not, like, I don't even have that much of a drive. Like, I'm pretty low. Just because of all the bad experiences I had. Which is very contradicting. Jesus. I can't say that word. It's very contradicting to my content. Like, you'd believe I'm, like, an animal. I'm not. Rarely do it. When I find a dude who knows what to do, hit me up. No, like, deadass. Especially including the Zoloft, like, my libido, non-existent. It's gone. Like, I don't even think about it. I don't even feel like doing it. Whenever I'm, like, watching or listening, I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. But I do still listen to it. It's just, I listen to it because it's just fun, too. Especially with the male audios, specifically M-Sub. God, I'm in love with you guys. I don't listen to F-Dom. Only, well, I listen to F-Dom, not M-Dom. I don't know, something about MDOM just instinctively makes me scared. I guess it's because I have like an inferiority complex or something. I don't want to get further into that, but for some reason, like, I just don't like listening to it. MSUB, y'all gotta recommend me MSUB creators. Fuck, they're like so cute. Like, if I came across them from my experiences, my life would be so much more fucking different. That's so funny to think about. Fuck, I like MSUB. Sorry, I'm like revelishing in my thoughts right now. You know what it's like to be on Zoloft? Especially when you usually have interest in, you know, scissor poke activities. It's literally like preparing to do it, getting into it, and not being able to finish. It sucks ass. If you're on Zoloft, you understand my total struggle, but I literally cannot finish. Like, I can't. I get overstimulated, and that's it. It's like, fuck, I can't feel anything. It's so frustrating. But, I don't know, it's just like, I want to do Ramble Fabs. It's just, the thing is, I fucking can't do it. Like, there's no point of me fucking doing it if I can't, you know. So that's ass, but maybe eventually. I'm thinking about it. Like, I was like, shit, should I like get off my Zoloft for like a week and then see what happens? Which is also very fucking dangerous. I advise to not do that. I'm doing it because I'm stupid, so. Also, I need to change my Zoloft pills soon anyways, they're getting empty. So, in the near future, you might hear me. Totally unedited. So, get excited for that. Literally. I'm kidding. Damn, I wish I could tell y'all my favorite MSUB creators, but I don't know, I think that just might, like, if they ever come across this, like, they might just be uncomfortable. Well, for one, they know what people are doing with their audios, but, like, you know, creator to creator is kind of weird, so. I mean, that's a fucking compliment to me, like, a compliment? Jesus. But, I don't know, to some people it might be really fucking weird, so. I do have favorites. I will not disclose them. But I have one absolute favorite that I'm not spilling his name. Because I would be so embarrassed if, like, he found this shit out. Probably not. I'm, like, getting my hopes up for no fucking reason. But one creator on this fucking community. Chef's kiss. His voice is just so oomph. Oh, that was mad loud for my mic. I'm so sorry if you just had a ear rape moment. I'm really relaxed. Shit, that's already 20 minutes, but okay. I'm gonna go continue eating this literal pen, and I'll hear from you guys tomorrow. You guys are lovely as always. Keep being sexy.